On the phone with me for this segment, I have Tim Maroney. He's an officer for the Redlands 4th of July Committee. Thank you for joining me today, Tim. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that, Steve.
Of course, the 4th of July is coming up Wednesday, and there's lots of events throughout Southern California. But one of the biggest annual events in the area is the annual Redlands 4th of July Parade and Fireworks Show. So, Tim, tell us, how long have you been part of the Redlands 4th of July Committee?
I joined the committee in 1987.
So you've been there that long?
I have. This is our 30th year.
The Redlands 4th of July Fireworks Show and Parade, it's been going on for a long time. It's an annual event. How long exactly has it been going on?
It is an annual event, and it started 51 years ago. This is our 51st year doing the event.
Wow, 51 years. That's a long time. I'm sure you haven't been there for the entire time, but I imagine the parade and the 4th of July event has evolved throughout the years.
It has. We used to do the show right there in the stadium, right in the front of the goalpost, and just shoot off fireworks, and the aftermath would land on the field and around the people. And we've since moved the pyrotechnics to the baseball field behind the stadium, and the pyrotechnics have just gotten larger and larger and more eventful every year.
Now, there's lots of activities you have planned for the event. Tell us a little bit about it. I know it starts at Sylvan Park. There's a parade, and then it moves on to the stadium where you have the fireworks. But tell us where it starts off at the park.
Sylvan Park here, right down the street from the university. Everything starts about 9 o'clock. We have food vendors and game vendors and people that come and set up their little booths and nonprofit organizations. And then the people start to arrive. They just come to show, have a good time, lay in the lawn, and relax for the day.
Do you have live entertainment lined up?
We do. We have the 4th of July Band under the direction of Curtis Allen Jr., and he is there, and they will be playing. And then we have another rock band that plays in the afternoon time, right after the other band.
The parade starts at about 10:30. Can you give us where the parade starts and the exact parade route?
Okay. The parade starts in front of Franklin Elementary School on Colton Avenue and winds up and around Sylvan Park and turns left, heading down University Avenue toward the stadium.
Now, what is this year's theme?
This year's theme is Childhood Memories. And anybody is welcome to sign up and participate in our parade. There is no charge or fee or anything.
And people that want to be a part of the parade, what do they need to do to sign up?
Well, you can just go to Redlands 4th of July website and click on parade. And there's an application that you can download and fill out and send it in to us, and we'll put you in the lineup.
What kind of groups are going to be participating in this year's parade?
We get everything from flatbed trucks with musical groups, marching band. There's equestrian groups, there's people on motorcycles and little cars, there's antique cars, just a little bit of everything is in there.
Then after Sylvan Park, all the festivities move down to the stadium. But tell us what's on tap, what's on the itinerary for the stadium show, and when do the gates open?
Well, we're at the University of Redlands Stadium, where we appreciate them hosting us. And by the way, San Manuel Band of Mission Indians, they are our presenting sponsor of the event, so we need to recognize and thank them for that. Gates open at 6 o'clock, and the show starts about 6:45. And we start off with T-34 flyover. We have skydivers coming in a little after 7:15. There's going to be, I think, 10 to 12 skydivers this year, which is more than the previous years. And they will be flying over and dropping down in a series of four people each time. And the last one will be flying down with an American flag and taking a video of the stadium.
And so you've got live entertainment, I imagine, up until the time of the fireworks.
We do. We have, the 4th of July band is there. And then we have a rock band that's playing.
Okay, now let's talk about security a little bit. You're going to be working with the Redlands Police Department and the university to provide tighter security this year. So what are people not allowed to bring in?
Yeah, no pop-ups or large ice chests, no glass bottles, no alcohol. We just want people to come with their picnic baskets or chairs, blankets, you can sit on the field, just come back and relax and have a good time and have a little dinner there if you want.
Okay, so you are able to bring lawn chairs and blankets.
Absolutely.
Are you going to be selling memorabilia this year? Will you have T-shirts for sale?
We do. We have on our T-shirt this year is the Burridge Mansion here in Redlands. That's owned and operated by the Rochford Foundation. and they are on the front of the shirt. We sell those at the stadium for $12 a piece if they'd like them. And we have glow sticks, and then Bon Appetit is there selling their food items and drinks inside the stadium.
And what about tickets? Where can people get tickets, and how much do they cost?
Okay, tickets are $10 a piece, and you can get them at the City of Redlands Clerk's Office, Gerard's Market, or Muffin Top Bakery. Or you can go to our website at Redlands 4th of July and click on Purchase Tickets, and we have a site called Eventbrite, and you can purchase your tickets online. And this is new this year, the technology where you can download the tickets to your phone and just come to the stadium, and we have a reader. We'll read your phone and let you in.
As we get ready to close, is there anything you'd like to add to let people know about the Redlands 4th of July event?
Oh, we'd just like to invite everybody in the community and surrounding areas to come and enjoy our event and have a great time.
Tim Maroney, an officer for the Redlands 4th of July Committee, of course, talking about the upcoming 4th of July event. Thanks for joining me today, Tim. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.